Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of the Reformed Dissenters. In case you're new here, we are the show where Reformed Christians dissent against popular ideas of culture by asserting a biblical worldview. And today is a very special episode because it is the Moscow, Idaho locals edition of the show, where only local Moscow, Idahoans,
Moscovites.
Yeah, Moscovites. Yeah, I like that too, are allowed to participate. And hopefully, Jake, if you're listening, that means you'll be here in a few months, so don't panic.
To Moscow.
So there's so many good people here in Moscow, Idaho, and that it's hard not to have excellent conversations. And, I find myself having so many of those conversations all the time with people, and it's like, man, I wish we were recording this. Like, these are so cool. So today we decided to do that. I'm here with the newest member of the Reformed Dissenters team, Aaron Jensen.
What's up?
Welcome aboard. You've heard his work. You've seen his work. You get to see his bow tie. Which you tied yourself, which is
I did.
Very impressive.
Yeah, thank you. It only took me an hour, but we got there eventually.
Oh, but don't say that. I'll edit that out. I'm just
it's all good. I'm just going for like the early 2000s Tucker Carlson vibe.
Yeah. Did he wear a bow tie?
He did. MSNBC Tucker Carlson is a vibe. So
it's a thing.
Yes.
Yeah, well, and the episode with Pastor Wilson just dropped.
Yeah.
Recently, which is crazy.
Dude, it's wild times we live in. It's very interesting. So
I didn't even I'd heard wisps of like, oh, he's on Tucker Carlson. Mm-hmm. He was going to be or something. And then all of a sudden it goes live and it's like, whoa, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Ultimate mashup. You know?
Yeah. It's still kind of weird for me to be like, wait, that's my pastor. And that's the guy I've been watching on TV for a really long time. Like,
and they're talking.
They're talking. Oh, okay.
That's awesome. So, yeah. So several other people were talking last week. We, both Aaron and I, and probably if you're listening to this show, if you listen to a show called The Reformed Dissenters, and you've heard us talk about the Moscow mood for several months now, you're probably someone who has been following Moscow, Idaho for, I don't know, a while, or at least closely enough to know what happened last week. There was a town hall meeting, and it was controversial, to say the least.
It was a riot.
It was a real riot. Thankfully, not a literal one, but it was very close. Several times. I was sitting there kind of clutching this arm, like, just like, okay, this could go sideways very quickly. Somehow, in God's providence, it managed not to, but it was very very tense.
Shout out to our local Moscow Police Department.
Doing
a great job providing security, maintaining order there.
Yeah, so. Yeah, just kind of standing against the back wall, just looking menacing enough to keep things in order.
Definitely.
there was only one incident, I think, where they had to actually get the U of I, University of Idaho security involved.
Yeah.
They went down. Overall, it was generally decent, I would say. Decent is about the best thing I could call it.
I'd give it a solid 6.5, I think.
out of 20. So the basic gist of it is, by the way, I'm actually, this is totally random and off topic, but Aaron, in case you have missed our last two episodes, Aaron Jensen is joining us as our media manager, social media manager.
Director of Serrated Edge Operations.
Which he never seems to tell me.
That is my official
Serrated
title.
Serrated Edge Operations, yes.
Thank you.
Officially, he's our social media manager, but unofficially, he has a much cooler title. He will tell all his friends.
That's right.
Aaron also works for Story Real Estate.
I do. A local real estate company here in town. You've probably heard our ads on CrossPolitik or some other places. Our big thing, help others build legacies and getting people out here to Moscow. So if you want to move to Moscow, give us a call.
which you totally do, by the way.
Definitely. 100%.
Totally. Especially after what we talk about today.
Yes. You don't want to continue living in your heathen state. You want to move here.
That's right. Idaho is the only promised land in the whole United States.
That's right. Take that, Gabe. It's not Texas.
That's right. So the town hall that, it was three pastors. It was like the all-star team. Like,
yeah.
You had Pastor Sumter, Pastor Wilson, Pastor Merkel. No offense to anyone else here in Moscow, but I don't know. They're the OGs. They're the original three that were like the, but it was epic. It was just a panel of them up front. Trent,
Olin?
What's Trent's last name? That might be. He's the president of CRF. And just did a marvelous job. I wish I still haven't had a chance to shake his hand, but he just did.
he had a way cooler head than I probably would have up there.
I know. He was moderating the whole thing. Like the basic premise was that people were supposed to text in their questions, right? So everyone was given a slip of paper with a QR mm-hmm. code and a number, and they was like, all right, if you have questions, this was announced more times than I could count while they were up there. If you have questions, text them, ask them here. And it's like, okay, everyone there had a phone, right? I mean, they're all U of I students. They're right. all people who, but no, you still get people shouting questions at the top of their lungs, standing up and causing a ruckus. And it's like, what the heck?
Well, if we're ready to dive right into it, my favorite moment has to be the lady that was singing, the young lady, as protest. She tried to stand up and yell a question out with her phone in her hand, but she was looking up lyrics to, I still don't know what
you
song
have
it was.
A phone. Use it.
I don't know what song it was still.
I don't know that anyone knows.
I don't
maybe
think so.
She didn't either. I don't know.
I mean, she had to look up the lyrics, which if you're going to protest with a song, at least know the lyrics.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
But that was her favorite. She's, I want to ask a question, get it answered. My voice is not being heard. When your phone's in your hand,
right?
The amount of effort it took to text, like to type in, to get Google the song, you could have texted in the question.
Yes. Yeah.
It's really not that complicated.
It was insane. And there, it was great. I mean, the topic, so it was an hour and 45 minutes where literally, and that the stated goal at the very beginning, they stated like, we want to dispel any crazy myths, you know, the Moscow mood project, Christian nationalism, 1.0 on a micro scale. I don't know what you want to call
Christian
it.
Christian townism.
That's townism. Yeah, that's it. Local Christianity. They've been at this in Moscow, Idaho for 40 plus years. And with the intention of obviously making Moscow, Idaho a Christian town. In fact, if you go to King's Cross website, I think even the Christchurch website, their stated goals is yes. It's right there on the website. Yes, we want to make Moscow, Idaho Christian town.
All of Christ, all of life, all of Moscow.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. And it's glorious.
It is
such a marvelous thing. And it's so exciting to just see over the course of 40 years what they've done.
Yeah.
But with that obviously comes controversy. With that comes people who, it's a mix of several things. I believe there are genuinely people who are genuinely scared and have misconceptions genuinely and think, oh, that means you're going to execute people left and right. Like if they make it a Christian town, we're all going to die. Like literally.
I mean, did they not notice the pile of rocks that we started stockpiling there in Friendship Square, or have you not noticed that? Oh, okay.
Shoot. Oh, is that what the tarp is for?
Gotcha. Those were just George Floyd riot wrecks.
That's right. Getting ready for the summer of love.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It is an election year.
Oh, yeah, for real. Buckle up. But then, you know, there are, I think the majority of people, they know. They know what it means to be a Christian town. But they also know that that means that their way of life as a heathen lifestyle, they will not be able to live as heathens and just do whatever they want, run rampant and literally destroy the town.
Yeah.
Right? They won't be allowed to turn Moscow, Idaho into Seattle. Right?
Hey, you don't need to attack my hometown like that.
May or may not have said that town specifically. I don't know.
Yeah, I am a Seattle refugee, so it is. I mean, I think that why this kind of hits home for me being here is that where I live, you see the natural outworking of that.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I joke with my friends that, like, you know, we sometimes will like jaywalk across the street because downtown is so dead at night. And I've tried to make a better point to like not do that. And like, that's dumb. There's no one here. I'm like, no. It starts with like the little transgression. It does though, with like the little transgression of, oh, I'm going to throw my wrapper on the ground.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to break this small law. And ultimately it's a, you know, microcosm of a larger law that you're breaking. And eventually, you know, 30, 40, 50 years down the road, you have homeless people ODing in the streets.
Right, right.
You know, I know it's slippery slope, but I lived there, so.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's.
Well, and part of that too is that becomes super necessary, like to be nitpicky about all those little things. Once you've detached yourself from the spirit of the capital L law, right?
I like that.
Like when you've detached yourself from that, now all the little lowercase laws, or as Adam Terrell actually just calls them, suggestions, because there's a psalm that talks about how anything that's not in the word of God that gets legislated is just a suggestion from men, right? It's a, this is what, is a tradition, that's what it's called. And it's not an actual law, but it's a tradition. But if it's in the word of God, that's an actual law, right? So, but now all those traditions matter immensely when you don't have the Holy Spirit restraining a people. right?
Well, and actually, Pastor Wilson was talking about this today with Tucker Carlson. He said, because he asked him to define Christian nationalism.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it before I spoil it here for you. Then come back and listen to me.
Right. Because you're important too.
That's right. But what he was saying was, when there's like no God above the state is God.
Yeah.
And part of that is the state tries to take on the appearance of God. So surveillance cameras on every corner because they're trying to take on a I don't even know what the right word is, but an appearance,
deity.
I guess, of omniscience.
Yeah.
And omnipresence.
Yeah.
But they can't because they're men. So they try to use technology or other things to get as close as they possibly can.
Yep.
And they're just nitpicky about everything, like you were saying, because there's no transcendent reality above them.
That's all they've got.
Yeah. They are God.
Yep. So. Yeah, absolutely. Well, real quick before we wrap up, what was your absolute favorite moment of the night? Like, what was your favorite? I have several lines, but like, what was your top, like, this was the best line?
Yeah, my favorite one has to be when they were talking about disciplining children and spanking. Which, once this episode drops, I will post a fire meme. I've been restraining myself until you guys have some context for it.
It's good.
But they're talking about spanking. And so they, you know, they talk about how to do it lovingly as a Christian. The Bible says to do it, how it's not a necessarily a punishment, but it's a correction to show your child the right way and how to do it lovingly and things like that. And Pastor Wilson said, well, I've been a pastor for, I think he said, about 40 years, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And I've seen the horrors, you know, as a pastor has and does of kids that are undisciplined and what happens when they grow up and become adults.
Yep.
And, you know, all the audience just starts screaming, you know, you're hitting kids, that's child abuse, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Well, you know, whenever he would say, discipline them lovingly, spank them lovingly, they say, how can you do that? Yeah. How can you spank someone lovingly? Oh,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So they're screaming, being very disruptive and rude. And it simmers down for a minute. And Pastor Sumter clears his throat and says, kids that are undisciplined, they grow up and they do things like scream loudly and interrupt public meetings. And that was just, you know, striking the match and dropping it in the powder keg. All of us were, you know, clapping and cheering because that's awesome.
Yeah.
But everyone else was very, very angry. And I think I might have seen a head explode. I can't pin it exactly, but it's a real possibility.
What the mop was for the guy?
It might have been.
Yeah, it was hilarious. My favorite line of the whole thing, it was that. Right under that, though, was someone asked a question about climate change or global warming or something like that, and Pastor Wilson answers it, and he's like, well, if climate change exists, and they just blew their tops. They were like, what do you mean if? What do you mean? Oh, oh. And he just goes, oh, heresy. Yeah.
But he said it in that like distinctly heresy. Like Pastor Wilson way.
Yes.
Where
yes.
it's like Santa Claus laughing, but he's also like
heresy
stabbing you at the same time. In the and most like jolly loving
so
way.
Good. Yeah. Yes. That was exactly it. It was just seeding vitriol. Yeah. Like, how could you question my doctrine?
Yeah.
This is my faith.
Yeah.
This is, you can't question that. Yeah. Of course it exists. Because I say it exists.
Like, I mean, you know? The only time I've seen more vitriol over something like that is like when some dude tried to burn the Quran a couple years ago. You know, it's like a very similar vibe.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Or when someone says, no, that is a woman.
Yeah. Oh, that is a close one. Now, I know we want to wrap up here, but I got to pitch it to you.
Uh-huh.
What do you think is like the larger heresy, like going against the climate agenda or the trans agenda?
Ooh, I think it depends on your generation.
Okay.
If you were raised during the Obama era,
okay,
climate.
Mm.
If you were born in like 2015, 2014, it's the transgender stuff.
Mm.
I think that like every generation has its thing. Mm. Abortion was the 80s, the 90s.
Mm.
And now it's the tranny thing, like just people being crazy. Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think my job this week on social media is to find a way to hit both of those points in one post.
Offend both generations simultaneously. Yeah.
So,
well, Aaron, thanks for joining.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce.
Appreciate it. It's great to have you on. And for all of you listening, what is it? Brooding Cromwell as your
it's a Twitter account. I don't post anything other than retweeting things I find funny.
Nice. Yeah.
I don't even think anybody follows me, but
hopefully they will now.
I will give a pitch though at the same time. If you have not seen the 1973 classic movie Cromwell, It is fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't remember the actor's name off the top of my head, but the main actor who plays Oliver Cromwell.
Yeah, he was Dumbledore.
Yes, in Harry Potter. Yeah, and the actor who plays King Charles I played Obi-Wan Kenobi in
so crazy.
The Star Wars movies. Yeah. So
we just started watching that a couple weeks ago, and it was, it was cool.
And it's surprising. Am I allowed to say I'm public schooled on this thing?
Yes.
So I'm a recovering public schooler, but they actually showed it in my public school.
It's crazy.
And it has a very thorough Christian worldview and political Christian worldview as well, which is really awesome.
It's insane.
So follow me at Brooding Cromwell.
Yeah, do that. And check out Stura Real Estate.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Sweet. Well, thank you all so much for tuning into this very special local edition of the Reformed Dissenters. We appreciate it. We're looking forward to seeing you this week. We are chatting about current events on Wednesday, of course, as usual. And then Friday, we're reading the next two chapters in the book Public Stoning by Adam Terrell. So you don't want to miss that. And until then, remember, everyone, in all that you do, do it as unto the Lord.
See you guys.